Shabbat shalom. I'm never going to let you get away with that. Shabbat shalom. Okay, excellent. Now we can get started. This morning, I would like to talk about California Penal Code, Section 190.03, Subsection A. Now, if you happen to be a criminal lawyer in the room, don't give away the end of my short drash. But we'll come back to that at the end. In this parsha, we get the beginning of one of the long legal sections of the Torah. Long sections of the Torah where we get law after law after law after law. And often I love to give Divrei Torah about why they're in the order that they're in. How do they give us meaning by being in the order? And in fact, I'm not the first to have that inclination. Over time, the order of laws became very important. After the Bible was completed around the year 200, in fact, they completely redid it. They said, okay, from this far we've been studying directly from the Bible, but it's too big, it's too hard to understand the laws. Then they compiled the Mishnah, and we said from now on we're going to order the laws by topic. So here are the laws about kashrut, here are the laws about the holidays, here are the laws about everything you can imagine. And we spent another 1,000 years organizing everything according to this order, the way the Mishnah had. Everything was a commentary on this order of laws. Then we came up with a new order. We said, that's too big, it's too hard to understand. We're going to have 4 sections. And in those 4 sections, you're going to be able to find every law you want. That's the way it's going to be. And now we even have a new phenomenon, is that you can go to any Judaica bookstore and go to the halacha, the Jewish law section, and you can buy the book on kashrut. And there is, a 300-page book which shows every tradition ever created around the prospect of keeping kashrut, and so on, for each topic of law. And so, my question to myself is, why the obsession with this order? And the easy answer is, it makes it more accessible. You have an easier way of finding the specific answer to the specific question you have. But I think that there is something deeper here in the way we talk about listing our laws. I believe there is a goal of trying to make the laws more compelling, of us to understand the meaning behind the laws. When you start with huge sets of laws, it's very easy, quite frankly, for them to sound silly. For them to sound like California Penal Code, Section 190.03, Subsection A. That's not really, no one has ever gotten up in the morning and said, thank you, God, for letting me follow Section 1, all of these things. It just is not compelling. And in fact, if we were just to have all of the laws in random order, you would get the law of what to do if you're cooking a meat stew and a little bit of dairy falls into your meat stew, but then you also added more meat stew. What do you do? It sounds very trivial. It sounds complex. It's hard to not laugh when we talk about these complex and detailed laws. But when we order them well, when they're part of a bigger system, and you can tell it's not just an individual law, when you can tell kashrut is a system which takes a basic need, which is to eat, and adds in, every time we eat, intense meaning of how we can connect that experience to God, we understand that this individual law is part of a greater system. We understand that the order is meant to help us see the laws as compelling, see these laws as a way of making the world more God's world, making the world more the kind of world we want to be in. And so, yes, California Penal Code 190.03, Subsection A, could learn something from us, because that law is the law that tells us that it's illegal to commit a hate crime, to kill someone because you have so much hate in your heart. I think we can all agree that that's a bad thing. That's compelling not to do that. But it's hard to see it because of its title. Because of its title. And so in this parsha, when we get to the long list of laws, I think it is a shout through the generations, a request, a command that we make sure that each practice we do, whether it be put on our tallit, open our siddur to the right page, whatever it is, that we make sure we see it as the bigger system of connecting to God, of making this world more righteous, more just, more God's world. Shabbat Shalom.